Today on Gardening in a Minute, treating cold damaged plants. January and February are the coldest months in Florida, and plants can be damaged by low temperatures. But with your help, cold damaged plants can often recover. After a freeze, see if your plants are dry. Even injured plants need water. Don't prune cold damaged plants right away. The dead foliage looks bad, but will help insulate plants from further injury. In the spring, assess the extent of the damage by scraping the bark with your fingernail. Cold injured wood will be black or brown under the bark. To be certain where to prune, wait until plants begin to sprout new growth. Once the danger of frost has passed, an application of fertilizer can help speed recovery. So don't give up on your plants. They might surprise you. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, birdwatching basics. Gardening provides a wonderful opportunity to enjoy nature, and you may find yourself wondering about all the birds that you see. Advanced birdwatchers, or birders, can quickly process a lot of information about colors, songs, and shapes to identify the more than 900 species of birds found in the United States. But to the beginning birder, it can be frustrating to try and identify even common species. To recognize birds, illustrated field guides or smartphone applications are a must. Binoculars also help you see details that differentiate species. It takes practice to develop strong observational skills, so don't give up if you can't identify species right away. The more you watch birds, the more you'll notice and appreciate about these spectacular creatures. For more information about bird watching, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, edible flowers. Flowers have been used in cooking throughout the world for thousands of years, and you can easily grow many different kinds of edible flowers in your own garden. The uses of edible flowers are numerous. They can add flavoring, color, and fragrance to your cooking. Edible flowers can decorate a cake, spruce up a salad, be made into jellies, or bottled with oils and vinegars. Some of the common flowers you can grow in your edible flower garden include marigolds, violets, roses, nasturtiums, pansies, and the blooms of herbs like chives and dill. Eat only the flowers you grow yourself and never use pesticides on flowers you plan to eat. Pick your flowers in the early morning and enjoy the compliments you'll get for your beautiful cuisine. For more information about edible flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, ajuga. Ajuga, or bugleweed, is a colorful and versatile ground cover that works well with many different gardens. It produces a profusion of dark green to bronze or purple-colored leaves. It tolerates a wide range of soil conditions, but needs partial or full shade to look its best. Like most members of the mint family, ajuga's vigorous growth may cause it to show up in unexpected places. Use edging materials to keep it tidy or edge as needed. It spreads quickly with runners and is easily propagated by division. Ajuga produces short spikes of small blue flowers in early summer and is especially attractive in containers or massed as a ground cover. Many cultivars are available, so you can select the ajuga that suits your garden the best. For more information about ajuga and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, transplanting trees. Trees give us shade and oxygen and offer us a green shelter, but sometimes it's necessary to move established trees to a new location. Your success in moving your trees can be improved by following a few important steps. Choosing the proper time of year is important. Oaks are best moved in the dormant season. Magnolias transplant best in summer. Do a little research to find the best time to move your tree. Root pruning will encourage the development of a compact, fibrous root system and may reduce transplant shock. Be sure not to plant your tree too deep. Planting a little high is preferable, as the tree will settle with time. Remember to irrigate, as water will be the key to getting your tree established in its new location. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.